Welcome to A Better Civilian Life, podcast for veterans, the place for insight on why you aren't feeling fulfilled with your life after the military and how to change that. I'm your host, Army veteran and life coach, Kelly Forsberg. Let's get to it. Hey everyone, we're going to get really personal today. Today I want to talk about avoiding regret. And I want to use something that I'm currently working through in my own life to make this episode come to life. And that is the decision on whether or not to have a third child. As a little girl, I always thought that three was my magic number. I would always have three kids. And, you know, that's great when you're, you know, 8 years old and you like dream of your life or whatever. But then as an adult, your life starts to take left and right turns that you didn't expect and not be so cut and dry or black and white as things are in our dreams as children. So I'm currently breastfeeding my 6-month-old, and I've gone back and forth about whether or not to stop breastfeeding. For me, I really enjoy breastfeeding and I work from home, so that's possible. With my first son, I did have to, you know, pump milk in the army closet that smelled like mold, and that wasn't special. Like, the entire building smelled like mold. We were in Hawaii and it's just really humid. But it wasn't a pleasant experience per se. But with my second baby, I kind of feel this rush to stop breastfeeding and have my body back to myself, whatever that means, and consider having a third child. When I think about this decision, I'm not always in a clear mind space. Sometimes I think I want a third child because I tell myself it's what I've always wanted, so of course I still want it. And I don't necessarily check in with what's going on with me in the present moment to think about that decision. I know in some ways you can always change your mind, or, you know, I could become a foster parent or adopt, or all these other options of becoming parents. We already have three dogs, so we don't need to take on any more animals to fill that, you know, void that I'm imagining here. But the dilemma comes in because I think about, hey, if I, you know, stop breastfeeding and I decide not to have a third child, I might really regret it. Like, this could be the last day that I breastfeed. And when I'm nursing my baby and I'm looking into his eyes, that feels like a really big decision. Now, when he's like scratching me and kicking me in the face, like 6-month-old babies do, I'm like, well, maybe it would be fine to stop now. But again, that still brings up why I would be stopping, which would be to avoid feeling regret, to avoid feeling the regret of not breastfeeding to a year or 2 years or 10 months or whatever felt right. And then not having that third child and never getting to experience it again. And that feels very heavy on my heart. Now, if you do not have any lactation experience or any kids of your own, this might be kind of a stretch for you to relate to. But I want you to try and understand that the bond that you have the potential to create with a nursing baby is so sweet. And I grew that baby in my body, and then I continued to grow it just with the milk that I produced from my body. And for me, that's a really powerful experience. And I did stop nursing at 6 months with my first son, because of an army training exercise, and it just wouldn't have been feasible to exclusively pump without seeing the baby for 7 months and be 3,000 miles away and all of that. So at the time, I made the best choice I could with the circumstances that I had. But now I'm out of the Army and the circumstances are very gray because either option could be fine. It could be fine to stop breastfeeding and to supplement with formula or a combination of the two. It could be fine. But it could also be fine to keep breastfeeding and have a third child and, you know, not have my body to myself for a few years. And so there, I'm just ruminating on all these options, and I don't need to get into all my mental drama. I just want to kind of build a picture that it's not always an easy decision, and often it changes day by day for me. But when we make our choices to avoid some kind of discomfort, it blocks us from the path that we most desire to be on. So for me, spinning my wheels in indecision and trying not to feel sadness and trying not to feel regret or trying not to feel whatever uncomfortable emotion I think I might feel, probably some grief in there too, or loss maybe, then I'm holding myself back from the civilian life that I'm trying to create. And it's part of the human experience. So even though these are concepts that I teach and concepts that I help my clients through, they still get me. And really, they'll continue to sneak up on me as long as if I don't coach on them or don't do my thought work. So I've talked a little bit about making a pro-con list before and how really all that does is keep us in indecision. I'm pro list. I think you should make the best pro lists possible on like using the example that I've given. You know, how wonderful it could be to have a third child and to, you know, breastfeed as long as I felt comfortable with my second. But then also make a pro list on just letting nature run its course, let my body decide what's right for me and not have a third child, and just see which of those feel the best. Not which one would feel the worst or which one would feel worse if I didn't choose it, because then we start bringing ourselves down into the emotional place where we're unable to make decisions. And we spend a lot of time there, and that can lead to more anxiety and depression, and not even necessarily on a clinical level, just emotion-wise. Indecision can create that feeling of not knowing what to do and feeling anxious about your decisions or feeling in a hurry to make a choice. But really, you don't have access to your correct answer because you're stuck in indecision. So I want to give you some hope that a negative emotion is just a vibration in the body. So if I'm avoiding regret, I want to take a hard look at regret and understand it fully. What does regret feel like in my body? Where does it live? What color is it? What texture is it? How long does it last when I allow it? A lot of emotions that really don't last more than 60 to 90 seconds. It's like a good stretch. The muscle releases. The emotion dissipates. And oftentimes, what we think we're going to feel is as bad as it gets, which is the best news ever. Because then when we are truly experiencing it, it's not going to be as bad as we imagined. We are equipped to handle the negative emotions, we just don't always have practice with it. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. Is there any decision that you haven't made yet because you're avoiding feeling bad in some way? Ask yourself, are you willing to feel that emotion? Am I willing to regret not having a third child? I haven't done all my work on that yet, and I don't have my answer. But the answer will come from stillness and tuning in, listening, that inner knowing that I talked about. The answer comes in the stillness and the willingness to sit with it and hear it. For some of you, it might be regret leaving the military. I mean, just imagine that. If you regret leaving the military, how miserable do you think your civilian life is going to be? And that's a trick question because it might not be miserable at all. But how miserable do you think it will be? Because our thoughts ultimately lead to our results. They create our feelings. The feelings drive our actions, and the actions create the results. And all the results put together make up what our lives are. So much to think about. But I'll leave you with this. What decision are you avoiding in order to not feel a negative emotion? And are you willing to feel it or allow that emotion in order to have the life that you most want? Think about it, and I'll talk to you next week. Hey, veterans. Whether you've been out of the military for 5 years or 5 minutes, I have something for you at abettercivilianlife.com. Your life doesn't have to be miserable. It can be just as amazing as you can dream it up. Come see us, and I'll talk to you soon.